This is WCNO, listener-supported Christian radio for the Palm Beaches and the Treasure Coast.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the Encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My topic for today is faith, part one. My text comes from Hebrews 11:1, which states, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Biblical faith is assurance and conviction. It is not a vague hope grounded in imaginary wishful thinking. Instead, faith is a settled confidence that something in the future, something that is not yet seen but has been promised by God, will actually come to pass, because God will bring it about. The biblical faith is not blind trust in the face of contrary evidence, not an unknowable leap in the dark. Rather, biblical faith is a confident trust in the eternal God, who is all-powerful, infinitely wise, eternally trustworthy, that God, who has revealed himself in his word and in the person of Jesus Christ, whose promises have proven true from generation to generation, and who will never leave nor forsake his own. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What do we hope for? We hope that God is trustworthy and honors his promises. We can be sure that his promises of salvation, eternal life, and a resurrected body will be ours someday, based on who God is. The second part of this definition acknowledges our problem. God is invisible. We cannot see heaven either. Eternal life, which begins with our individual salvation here on earth, is also something we do not see. But our faith in God makes us certain of these things. Again, we count not on scientific, tangible proof, but on the absolute reliability of God's character. What do we learn about the character of God so we can have faith in him? The obvious answer is the Bible, in which God reveals himself fully to his followers. Everything we need to know about God is found there, and it is an accurate, in-depth picture of his nature. One of the things we learn about God in the Bible is he does not lie. His integrity is perfect. Therefore, when he declares the Bible to be true, we can accept that statement based on God's character. Many passages in the Bible are difficult to understand, yet Christians accept them because of faith in a trustworthy God. The Bible is Christianity's instruction book. It not only tells followers who to have faith in, but why we should have faith in them. In our day-to-day lives, Christians are assailed on every side by doubts. Doubt was the dirty little secret of the Apostle Thomas, who had traveled with Jesus Christ for 3 years, listening to him every day, observing his actions, even watching him raise people from the dead. But when it came to Christ's resurrection, Thomas wanted touch and feel proof. John 20:27 says, "Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing. For believers, faith starts a chain of events that ultimately leads to heaven. Number one, by faith, through God's grace, Christians are forgiven. We receive the gift of salvation by faith in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By trusting wholly in God, number two, through faith in Jesus Christ, believers are saved from God's judgment of sin and its consequences. And number three, finally, by God's grace, we go on to become heroes of faith by trusting the Lord into even greater adventures in faith. Sadly, one of the great beliefs in the Christian life is that we can create faith on our own. We cannot. We struggle to get faith by doing Christian works, by praying more, by reading the Bible more. In other words, by doing, doing, doing. But Scripture says that is not how we get it. Romans 10, 16 through 17 states, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who have believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ephesians 2, 8 states, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The spoken word of God has supernatural power to build faith in listeners. When a distraught father came to Jesus, asking of his demon-possessed son to be healed, the man uttered this heartbreaking plea, found in Mark 9, 17 through 27, which states, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spoke to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was like one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. Jesus was crucified on a cross for our sins. While on the cross, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. But after 3 days, he arose from the dead with all powers in his hands. Because he loves us so much, let us be obedient to his word. And now, a breath of fresh air with Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Today's topic is gratitude. 2025 has been a challenging year for a lot of us, but Thanksgiving is coming up soon, and the spirit of Thanksgiving is one of family, friends, love, good food, and gratitude. The word gratitude is derived from the Latin word gratia, which means grace, graciousness, or gratefulness, depending upon the context. Gratitude is a thankful appreciation of what an individual receives, whether tangible or intangible. With gratitude, people acknowledge the goodness in their lives. Psalm 106:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Psalms 95:2 says, let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. Thanking God glorifies him, but it also benefits us. Here are 4 ways expressing gratitude benefits us. First, it refocuses our attention. Life is filled with distractions that can make it harder to notice all God has done for us. Instead of living with the weight of the world on our shoulders, it's good to try refocusing on the Lord by thanking him for his faithfulness. Second, it relieves our anxiety. Many people in our society live with constant apprehension, but when we bring our concerns to the Lord with thanksgiving, the burden shifts to him and his peace comes to us. Third, it refreshes our relationship. Gratitude keeps us from thinking that this life's journey is all about us and our needs. Our fellowship with God is enhanced when we focus on him. And fourth, it reinforces our faith. Thanksgiving helps us to dig ourselves out of the pit of discouragement and strengthens us spiritually to press on toward the mark. Remember, all have violated God's divine law and fall short of his glory. But the good news is that God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus, who died, was buried, and arose, so that you may have everlasting life. For the unsaved, it's the right time for you to believe the good news, repent, and accept Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior. For the saved, it's the right time for you to continue to pray, put God first, trust and obey his word, and take purposeful action for his glory. Here's a prayer to help you during these challenging times. Repeat after me, if you will. Lord, thank you for loving me. Help me, Lord, to trust you, to have an attitude of gratitude, and to use my time in a way that honors you and helps others. Calm me, Lord, as you calm the storm. Still me, Lord. Keep me from harm. Let all the uproar within me cease. Enfold me, Lord, in your perfect peace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Stay encouraged, my friends, because God loves you. And know that it's the right time to be thankful and let your light shine. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.